Welcome, enthusiastic viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we're off to Vancouver, Canada, for another visit to Organic Lives, a new raw organic vegan restaurant that is passionate about bringing awareness back to food.
We want them to understand where the food comes from, how it's produced, how it affects their health, how it affects the planet's health. It's all connected.
On Monday, Preet Marwaha, the owner of Organic Lives, explained the restaurant's mission of reconnecting people back with their food to understand how our food choices affect all facets of life. Through Organic Lives' delicious organic raw vegan cuisine, it is hoped that people will realize that this is the food that is most sustainable for us and our planet. Organic Lives makes a range of nutritious, raw, dehydrated goods for all to enjoy at the restaurant and to take home, which enables more people to experience the benefits of raw vegan foods conveniently and easily.
So over here we have all of our commercial Excalibur dehydrators. This is where all of our dehydrated products are made, everything from our crackers, the pizza crust, to our wraps, our living breads, the burgers, anything that requires dehydration is all made here. All of our snack products are all dehydrated over here. Today we have crackers. We'll open it up and show you a little bit what goes on inside. And see, there's a lot of trays in. These are the crackers. They become an overnight hit. You can find them in places like Whole Foods. We use them to make our nacho platter. They're also available here at a retail space. The importance of dehydration is really maintaining a temperature, and that temperature is 115 degrees. You want to keep everything at or below 115 to ensure that all the nutrients and enzymes are still intact for all of the food we dehydrate.
Could we interest you in some organic, raw, vegan Tuscan wraps at Organic Lives? In case you live too far to visit the restaurant, Preet and Aaron generously show us how to make them.
We're here with Aaron. Aaron is making our famous Tuscan wrap. He's going to walk you through the wrap and the different ingredients that we use and how they're put together. It's a very simple dish. Again, very light, refreshing, satisfying, nutritious, all those wonderful things we've spoken about. Aaron is just putting on a Brazil nut cream cheese onto our wrap. The wrap is made with all vegetables, dehydrated in the same Excalibur dehydrators we showed you earlier where the crackers are being made. The cream cheese is Brazil nuts, garlic, herbs and spices put together, very flavorful cream cheese. A lot of times people can't even tell the difference. That's how good it is. We use a lot of sprouts in our products. In the wrap, we use alfalfa sprouts along with marinated onions, bell peppers, and our Peruvian olives, which come from a really small family farm in Peru. They've been doing olives there for 300 years, some of the best olives you'll ever eat. It's a very simple process, very simple dish. Something that people can easily incorporate in their daily lifestyle. You can actually come here and you can buy the wraps, so you don't even have to make the wraps. And you can just get all the ingredients from your local grocery store and put it together. 5 minutes, you've got lunch.
A unique business concept helps Organic Lives realize the goal of reconnecting people back with their food, and thereby benefiting the community, customers, employees, and the environment.
The overall vision and purpose of the organization, which is again really to create that environment, a community feel where people can come in and get totally reconnected to the food. And whether it's through the food they eat at the restaurant, the food they take out, the ingredients they can purchase, the tools they can purchase to create this food, again bringing that overall awareness back to the food. Like, where does the food come from? How is it good for us? How is it good for the planet? All these things have to come into play in order to build a successful business model.
Another important aspect of the Organic Lives concept is community involvement and generating positivity that will have a ripple effect to uplift our society.
So today we have people that come in, that randomly come in for lunch or dinner, and will engage in conversation with the people next to them. It's all about building that community. It's about creating an environment. Every Monday night we've started hosting an event here called One of a Kind Stories, where people that have gone through adversity or trauma in their life get to come in, share their stories, share their experiences about how they overcome trauma, how they overcome adversity and become successful. We also bring in local artists to showcase local talent and musicians that are geared towards living a common lifestyle. So we're trying to create that community. We sponsor community events wherever we can that are like-minded individuals or organizations. Today, as an example, we're the food sponsor for a project called Stone Soup Film Festival. It's all about creating community and building community through film.
All of the magic at Organic Lives is made possible through a valued, phenomenal staff and teamwork.
The team really brings it to life. It brings it all together. I can stand here all day and talk about all this stuff, but without having the right team behind me, we can't bring this to life. We can't bring it to reality. And the team that we have here is a group of dedicated and passionate individuals that want to make change, that want to help make a difference in the world, save the planet, whether it's deforestation or the climate change or poverty or their own personal health. Everybody's here for a reason. When you see the team and how they work and how they interact with the customers and one another, you get that sense. You get that feeling of peacefulness and serenity. We've created this transparency here with the window. And that concept, again, is to get people to understand and reconnect with, hey, this is my food. It's being made. I can see it. I can see the people. I can see the energy that's going into the food. So that's the business model. That's the concept. It's taken years to bring it to fruition. And it'll take probably another couple of years to really get it nailed down and refined to the point where we can then take this and transplant it anywhere in the world and create organic lives all over the world.
In order to have that wonderful camaraderie at Organic Lives, care and attention must be placed in choosing passionate, like-minded staff members who are equally motivated by the company's mission.
So when it comes to our team, in terms of how we select, how we create that environment here, it really starts with one fundamental question that I ask everybody when they come here looking for being part of Organic Lives, and that is, why are you here? Why Organic Lives? The team that is here is not here because they're looking for a job. This is not a job. This is not a 9-to-5 job or a 12-to-9 job. This is a lifestyle. This is a passion. This is something that you want to be a part of. This is something that you want to encompass, that you want to radiate, you want to contribute. That's what makes this team successful. It's about what it is you want, what it is you want for yourself, what it is you want to give back to the community, give back to the planet.
With a large range of delicious organic vegan fare and friendly staff on hand, Organic Lives sure makes being vegan much easier for the local community. Their quest to spread the vegan organic lifestyle and raising awareness about food choices, however, doesn't stop at this wonderful establishment.
Education is a core component of who we are at Organic Lives. Without education, without that awareness, it's hard to create change. It's one thing to come in here, have a great experience, love the food, and go, yes, I want to do this, I want to change, I want to support this. What do I do when I get home? This is why education is so important, which is why we've created the Education Center. People can come in at their own time, at their own leisure, at their own affordability and accessibility, to come in and learn a bit of the food, the ingredients, how to make it, how to develop your own passion, how to develop your own energy for the food, your own connection to the food, and then take it home to your families. And the classes that we'll be offering will range from sports nutrition to weight loss programs to living with diabetes, how to raise raw babies, how to raise raw families, how to cook for families, how to be passionate about the environment, how to be more compassionate about the food choices you make, why organic, why sustainable food, why fair trade practices. So the education is not just about food, it's about everything that encompasses a conscious lifestyle. So as we talked about earlier, this is our education center and culinary studio over here. We've designed it to be a very intimate environment. It seats 12 people. The goal is to make it a very hands-on, interactive process where everybody gets their own tools, knives, equipment to work with. So it's not just about sitting there watching somebody. It's really getting involved, getting engaged, and making that, again, connecting yourself to the food and really understanding how to use your hands to make the food and create the food. So this will be launching in about 2 weeks from now.
Thank you, Preet Marwaha, and the delightful staff at Organic Lives for welcoming us to your restaurant. Your dedication to the community, customers, animals, and the planet is truly admirable. We wish you luck in your endeavor to encourage the vegan lifestyle for all through delectable foods and educational classes.
All right, so that's a wrap here today at Organic Lives. Thank you for coming. Thank you to all the viewers of Supreme Master Television. We had a great day. Hopefully you enjoyed what you saw today. Thank you for your support, and goodbye for now.
For more information about Organic Lives, please visit organiclives.org. Conscious viewers, we appreciate your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Next is Between Master and Disciples. May we soon see the flourishing of other vegan enterprises for a sustainable, peaceful world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.